I'm at the park with a group of fifth grade girls. It's an environmental club, and I'm there to talk about the problems of single-use plastic. As I show them bamboo toothbrushes and shampoo bars, one of the girls asks me a really great question. Do plastic-free products cost more than plastic? Even a fifth grader recognizes that money matters. When shopping, we are always looking for good deals, trying not to overspend, and keeping an eye on our home budget. When it comes to buying plastic-free, some products do actually save you money right away. Take cleaning supplies. Instead of a variety of pricey plastic bottled spray cleaners, I clean our house with simple, inexpensive ingredients like baking soda and vinegar. By shopping in bulk and filling your own containers, you get immediate savings and cut out the plastic packaging. Some plastic-free products save you money in the long run. Investing in reusable party supplies, stainless straws, or a reusable water bottle will save you money over time as opposed to rebuying cheap, disposable items. But it's no secret that some plastic-free products are more expensive than their plastic-wrapped counterparts, like many hygiene items or specialty products. Just because there may be less packaging doesn't mean the price is lower. As companies seek to offer more sustainable products, they have to balance the cost of producing products in a new way versus staying with the original, inexpensive plastic packaging. If they decide that the extra cost is worth it, for either environmental or ethical reasons, that extra cost is often passed on to the consumer. This is where you have to think long term. Instead of saving a few dollars, you are making an environmental investment. You're supporting companies that create less waste, and you're casting your vote for a more circular economy where packaging is either reused or composted back into the soil. It's sustainable. Whereas in a linear economy, the product is used and the packaging becomes trash, leaving a problem for future generations to sort out. With the ridiculously low cost of new plastic, we are currently living in a linear economy. An example of the alternative is my plastic-free deodorant, which comes in a cardboard tube. When empty, it will biodegrade quickly instead of hang around for decades like its plastic counterpart. But that cardboard tube costs more than plastic, and the product is relatively new to the market, so the cost is higher. I pay twice as much for that tube of deodorant compared to an average brand in plastic, but it leaves zero waste behind. Bottom line, in my family, our plastic-free pursuit balances out financially. We save money at the grocery store, avoiding pre-packaged products and concentrating on basic ingredients, while we spend a little extra for specialty products like toothpaste tablets and deodorant. There are so many ways to find this financial balance and still avoid single-use plastic by simplifying your shopping and choosing products thoughtfully. Give it a try and see what you can do to find a sustainable and budget-friendly way to live with less plastic.